Well, it's time for another day page. I'm Rex Latchford, back in New York City in Studio 1A. This morning is very interesting. As I'm performing this live, the New York Times and the Washington Post and a few other news sites that I tried out are not responding. So apparently the attacks are continuing. It's a little bit of live news for you right there. So we are not going to review the front pages of those publications. I could have sent Minka down to the street to pick up some paper copies, but I think instead we'll just take a look at the Guardian, which is up and working, at least for us at this moment. And there's an incredibly funny video of Julian Assange. The caption reads, "The WikiLeaks party leader channels his inner Bogan to lip-sync his way through one of Australia's favorite songs, a rewritten version of John Farnham's greatest hit in his latest pitch to be elected to the Australian Senate. Juice Rap News, a spoof internet bulletin where presenters rap the latest headlines, shot the segment at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where Julian Assange is essentially being held prisoner. The standoff has been going on for, I don't know how long, a really long time at this point. But today, perhaps instead of the headlines, I will prognosticate, share my prescience with you, and tell you what I think is going to happen in the future. And that would have to do, of course, with the NSA scandal. The United States, I don't think, is going to give up on their snooping too easily. We've heard that from President Obama. It's like he gets very stern and the snooping is not going to end, but I'll do what I can to make you like it and feel comfortable about it. That is not a negotiation. That's not a capitulation. That's not anything other than saying, yeah, well, we're going to continue to snooping on your ass and you'd better like it. I don't think that the snooping is going to be ending anytime soon. The consequences of the snooping are not going to be trivial this time around, I think. Somehow, I think the folks in Washington have got in their heads that they're going to get away with this, and I'm not so sure that they will this time. I think real damage is going to be done to the economy, perhaps as bad as 9/11, and maybe even worse, in which case it could be their undoing. It won't happen all at once. It'll happen piece by piece, bit by bit. And after all, these bad actors in Washington deserve nothing less than a death by a thousand cuts. But that could very well be coming in the aftermath of the Edward Snowden leaks. Damaging? Yes. But not in the way that they think. Damaging to them? Yes. Damaging to us? Perhaps in the short term, but in the long term, we might gain back some of our freedoms that have been taken away from us. They're always saying, oh, we'll give you your freedom back someday, but that someday never comes. Son, someday never comes, and it's not likely that we will get our rights back just because of the passage of time. No, it never happens that way. So we could be looking into some dark times. Dark times that will survive very well, but the current regime won't. And perhaps there will be the dawn of a new day in which we will live in a world that is not ruled by fear and intimidation. Wouldn't that be something? So on that note, I'll call it another day here on Day Page. You can find all the Day Pages in the big book in the sky at daypage.net. I'll be back with you tomorrow for another Day Page production of Radio InfoWeb. See you then.